Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Rahim, welcome to today's show. Dear listeners, we're going to be talking about the two ways that we have at our disposal in order to realize the presence of God, realize the presence of the Creator. Okay, and then today, more specifically, we're going to be talking about the outward way, not so much the inward way. Inward way is that voice from within a person that compels him that there is a Creator, there is a God. But we're going to be talking about the outward way. And in that, we said, we notice all of the creations in the world of existence, and it tracks us back. We do reverse engineering to the created because we look at how organized they are, how powerful they are. So it has to be somebody who himself is knowledgeable and powerful to give it all the powers and design it in this way. The harmonious activity of this entire world, right? We observe these existences. We observe this nazm. We observe this organization and this harmonious working of different, let's say, body parts of a human being, right? And it points to the fact that there is someone who has done this intelligent design. This intelligent design is an outcome of an intelligent being, somebody who's all-knowing and all-wise. Now, we look at the human body and its complicated design, for instance, and we have said that there are scientists who confess to this reality that the most unknown, one of the most unknowns of this universe is a human body itself. How it operates, how it comes together, how it is so powerful and so intellectually charged that it is incomprehensible for many that how it came into existence. So the only option that we're left with is that it is somebody who is more intelligent, more knowledgeable, and more knowing who created us, the human beings. Have you ever thought about how wondrous our sense of memory is, for instance? And this is what we're going to be discussing more today. The sense of memory in relationship to our brain. So in a human brain, the brain that is basically this gray material that is filled within the skulls of human beings, it's what we call brain, right? Now, this brain is controlling the voluntary and the involuntary actions of a human being. Now, this brain has a capability of memorizing things. Have you ever thought about how wonderful that is? If our sense of memory is taken from us for even an hour, what a difficult situation we will be placed in. Just imagine. Just think about it. If our memory is reset. So this memory is one of the functions of this brain. In addition to how it controls and sends signals to the voluntary actions, which we said are walking, talking, eating. These are all voluntary actions. I'm moving my hand because as a result of a voluntary action, I can stop moving it. But then there are involuntary actions, like for instance, pumping of my heart, my digestive system. This is all controlled by brain. But we're talking about the sense of memory that this brain has the capability of. Stay with us and we'll be back. Thank you.
following is stated in the 14th verse of the chapter of Al-Mu'minun. Then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot we made a foetus lump. With this verse, the Quran points to some stages of man in the mother's womb. The first stage mentioned in the verse is the stage in which the drop, that is, the nutfa, turns into clinging clot, that is, the alaka. The second stage is the stage in which the clinging clot, that is, the alaka, turns into a lump of chewed meat. In this proof, we want to analyze the stage of turning into a lump of chewed meat, which is mentioned in the verse. Indeed, the embryo in the womb is in the appearance of a lump of chewed meat, both because of its smallness and unformed bones. Besides, it is interesting that the embryo has a shape as if it has tooth marks on it during a certain period while in the womb. That is why the expression of the Quran, a lump of chewed meat, is a miraculous statement, which is absolutely correct. The expression, a lump of chewed meat, is mentioned in the 5th verse of the chapter of Al-Hajj as a morsel of flesh, partly formed and partly unformed. Indeed, at this stage the embryo is perceptibly visible, but so inappreciable in shape that it is impossible to comprehend its details, and thus it is in complete compliance with the Quran's expression, a morsel of flesh, partly formed and partly unformed. It is very suitable to use the expression, a morsel of flesh, partly formed and partly unformed, for the stage in which some single body parts of man become perceptible, but some other parts not such perceptible as head, body, or internal organs. Professor Dr. Keith L. Moore says the following about the stage which is mentioned as a lump of chewed meat in the Quran. We learned what the aforementioned verses mean in astonishment when we examined the embryo of this stage. For there becomes a string of beads appearance on the embryo on and around the 28th day, and they identically look like tooth marks and appearance. We made a plastic model of the embryo of this stage and marked with our teeth marks by chewing it. The generated model extremely looked like the embryo of the stage of which we were examining, and that explained very well why the Quran describes the human embryo as a lump of chewed meat. Now, let us analyze the result that stems from this proof and find the following answer. How can we explain the fact that the Quran stated 1400 years ago that the human embryo would resemble a lump of chewed meat in a phase in the mother's womb, which was discovered in the last century with the advancement of medicine? There are only two possibilities. Either the Quran is the book of Allah, who created man and transformed him into the shape of a lump of chewed meat in the mother's womb, or Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, who could not read or write, discovered this fact on his own and wrote it in his book. God forbid. It is not possible for any sane person to accept the second alternative. Therefore, the Quran is the pre-eternal word of Allah, as the miraculous verses that astonish man express, and Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to this short break, we were talking about the sense of memory that our brain has. This brain in itself is a complicated piece, which is a part of a complicated system, which is a human body. Now, this complicated piece of that system that is called brain has a capability of remembering things. Okay, this memory, the center of memory, which forms a small part of our brain, is where all of our memories of our lifetime are stored. Whoever is related to us, the particularities of that person as to size, form, color, clothes, and spirit, they're kept in storage in their own area, and a special file is formed for each one of those. So especially those who use computers, you should be able to relate to this discussion more closely. So for everything, there are like files and folders. Okay, they're stored in human brain. And this is like very small area. It's like, you know, it's smaller than a pen drive, right? So all of this content going in there. Thus, the moment we confront that person, our mind removes him from the file and immediately, completely reviews what we know about him. So let's say we're walking on the street and we see someone, and all of a sudden, you know, we don't have to do anything in specific. Like it's not supposed to be something, you know, you press a button or, you know, you dial someone. No, automatically it happens that through those files and folders, you know, our brain fetches, it pulls out. What it pulls out are memories of that person that we've run into on the street. And it's happening like all in a fraction of a second, brothers and sisters. We don't have to wait for the CPU to respond and the RAM to respond and then hard drives, RPMs and rotation per minute to be really high. No, we have no idea how it works, and works in a fraction of a second. Faster than a computer, right? Now, this happens, and all of a sudden, we know that how we're going to react towards this person. If this person that we have run into is a friend, am I supposed to respect him? Is he an elder who, you know, I know from my past, you know, was an elder of the family? Is that person an enemy? Maybe he's going to attack me. The showing of love and hatred towards people, all of this is done in so quick manner that there is more or less no lapse of time. As soon as we see a person, you know, all of that information is pulled out of those files and folders and displayed to us. The wonder of this becomes more apparent when we try to recall what is stored and draw it, or write it down, or record it in a tape recorder without any doubt. It will require a great deal of paper or a great number of tapes, which can fill a large storage room. Even more wondrous than this is when we want to find one drawing or one tape among them. A file clerk will be necessary, but our sense of memory does all of this work very simply, easily, and quickly. So somebody's got to create that brain to begin with and then give it that sense of memory. And to us, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we leave you in Allah's care, and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care, and bye.